Kim Kardashian and Kanye West got married about a week ago in Florence, Italy. And you may be sick of hearing about them, but listen to this. Kim and Kanye's wedding picture, the two of them kissing on Kim's Instagram, became the most liked picture of all time on Instagram. Wow. They received 1.9 million likes since it was posted. And they beat Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez. I guess they were, you know, hanging out in a picture. And they had 1.8 million likes. So as much as we people say they're over Kim and Kanye, people are still paying attention. And the bad part is those pictures were posted other places. So I saw that picture. I didn't like it on her Instagram. So it probably was viewed more than people actually liked it. Because I'm a stalker, not a liker. Erica Minner from Love and Hip Hop New York may have had some beef here recently. You know, according to reports, she's struggling financially right now. And she's living large on the gram, fronting for the gram. But she reportedly fell out with a producer who I guess she owed some money to, or maybe Rich Dawes owed some money to. And because of that, we got some our hands on a song. She did the song in the studio. You know, Erica's been trying to become a singer for a while. And she has the version that she wants you to hear. But we got our hands on the version that she doesn't want you to hear. Here's the version that she wants you to hear.
Should have known better than to hear your lies. Should have known you would only make me cry. Should have known you.
I mean, it doesn't sound terrible. It doesn't sound awesome, but it sounds doable, you know? Now, here's the version that she doesn't want you to hear, but we want you to hear it. Erica Minner from Love and Hip Hop, New York. The unedited version.
Should have known you would only make me cry.
She forgot the words.
Should have known you were too good to be true. Should have known I was too good for you. How I never made me feel this way. I lost myself in you from the very first day. Now I'm loving.
So I guess according to reports, that since she never... According to reports, when she and the producer fell out, somehow this was leaked online. Seems like he may be behind this. So she started kind of going hard at him on Twitter, you know, calling him a cornball and saying, you know, he's always trying to throw shade. But, you know, Erica, nobody can throw shade. Like, you did this. You owe everybody their time back. He just released it to everybody. He just made it obvious. But you know what you sound like. And now everybody else does. Erica Minner, ladies and gentlemen. You gotta love Erica Minner. Album coming to stores? Never.